ತಂ ದುರ್ದರ್ಶಂ ಗೂಢಮನುಪ್ರವಿಷ್ಟಂ ಗುಹಾಹಿತಂ ಗಹ್ವರೆಷ್ಟಂ ಪುರಾಣಂ ಅಧ್ಯಾತ್ಮಯೋಗಾಧಿಗಮೇನ ದೇವಂ ಮತ್ವಾಧೀರೋ ಹರ್ಷಶೋಗೋ ದೇಹಾದಿ. That at the moment he says that this boy seems to have a clear notion of the higher reality, and therefore he has no more any interest in it, and he has gone. Not that he realized it, and he has come here trying to realize it, trying to get my help for it. What a boy, what a boy! How matured he is! As he is now talking, see, in the mental thinking there is not much logic. His association goes on. The moment he thought of that, the student seemed to have apprehended, intellectually comprehended the great reality. The master, who is already reveling in it, he explodes into tam durdarsham, that reality which is very difficult to see. Because seeing is the function of the sense organs. Seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, perceiving. These instruments, eyes, ears, nose, tongue, skin, can perceive the world of objects. Only when this great reality is functioning in it, the eyes can see, only when consciousness is behind it. The eyes by themselves cannot see anything. If eyes could see by itself, all of us would have only one eye. Because one eye, we will keep it in the office. Why? To have an eye on the office. Whether it is working properly or not, isn't it? But if I pluck the eye and keep it there, the eye cannot see. The eye can see only when the consciousness is behind. A dead man's eyes, nothing wrong with the eyes, but then he never sees anything. Because the seer behind the instrument of the eye is no more in it. Now you take that eye and transplant it upon a blind man. He starts seeing through the dead man's eyes. Why? The seer, the perceiver, the consciousness is in the blind man. He had no eyes to see, that is all. The eye has been supplied. The consciousness is behind it, and therefore the eye has become conscious of what he is seeing. If this is understood, the sense organs are instruments. Sense objects are the objects that you are perceiving. But who is the perceiver? The subject? He is the consciousness that the sense organs becomes the perceiver, perceiving the world of objects. With these instruments, we can never see the perceiver. I am the seer or observer in a telescope. I, the observer, through the telescope, observes the distant star. I can see everything on the right and the left and above and below with the telescope. The only thing that I can never see through the telescope is me. Hey, if I am seeing all these things, hey, I want to see, where am I? So I run in front of the object piece, object lens. I am in the telescope, but there is nobody to see it. Therefore, I run here to see it. By the time I come here, I cannot be both object and subject. So when the eyes can see only when consciousness is behind. If the eyes want to see the consciousness must be brought in front of the eyes. When the consciousness is brought in front of the eyes cannot see because consciousness is not there. Tam durdarsham. this thing. Don't think that, no, you can perceive through the sense organ. Goodham anupravishtam is very subtle. Anupravishtam, which is in the very depth of you. Guhahitam, ever dwelling in the cave of your heart. Meaning, it is in the depths of the mind and intellect, illumining all the thoughts and emotions of the mind. This subtle consciousness, Gahureshtam Puranam, this is most ancient. God is the most ancient. Never here afterwards you say that our religion is historical. Your religion is not historical. Your Swamiji, your Krishna is a myth. And not a single intelligent Hindu will protest against it. You are right. Your Krishna is a myth. Yes. He is not historical. He cannot be historical. Why? Because he is God. God is not historical. Cannot be. If God is historical, then there was no God before that, is it? God is the Father of the universe. So how can he be historical? He is not conditioned by time. And history is only chronology in time. Jesus has history. But the Father in heaven, whose son he was, he has no history. Think. If no. Our prophet is God. Don't say that. Then in that case, God is wonderful. But what a pity he died. God, representatives of God, they have got history. But God himself cannot say history because history is enumeration of chronicles of incidents and happenings in time. What we call as God is the Father of time. Generally, fathers are older than children. Well, very rare exceptions may be available in the country in which I am speaking, but generally, fathers are older than children. Time was fathered by the Lord. Lord is before time. So that to say Purana is the only word you can say. Purana means most ancient. At zero time, just before time started, he was there. Thus, that great ancient reality, ancient there means unbound by time, the timeless, this great reality. Adhyatma yoga dhigamena deva, this deva, this consciousness, light of consciousness, to be understood as through adhyatma yoga. Adhyatma yoga, by the mind and intellect turning the attention to him in contemplation and meditation. Matva dhiro, and an individual who thus through the mind and intellect, with the mind and intellect, through meditation, when he awakes to that state of consciousness which is the most ancient, that dhiraha, that wise man, that man who has the wisdom, the knowledge of that higher directly, he harsha jogo jahadi. He has there afterwards neither harsha, joy, nor shoka, sorrow. Joy and sorrow are only at the level of the BMI beauty. He goes from this field of experiences that are known to us at this moment into a great state which is beyond, unique, peculiar. Where there, where he is untouched by that flimsy joys of the world or the laborious sorrows of the world. Neither of them can touch him. At that stage, this is the reality, the truth, 30, 12.